BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Hey, I'm Laura Whitmore.
And I'm Ian Sterling.
Now, you may recognise us and our voices from other stuff, but you might not know we also have another passion, true crime.
Yeah, it's pretty much the only genre of film we can agree on, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And that's why we're launching a brand new true crime podcast.
Yeah, every week we'll be discussing the dastardly deeds of history's most atrocious criminals. Do you want to let everyone know the name of the show, Laura?
Yeah. Oh, it's
good.
My favourite bit, actually. You ready?
Uh-huh.
It's called Murder, They Wrote with Laura Whitmore and Ian Sterling.
It's a good name. But we won't just be covering murders, will we? We'll be covering all sorts of crimes.
Oh, yeah. Scams?
Check.
Robbery?
Mm-hmm.
Blackmail?
Check.
And there's even a story about a dentist turned hitman in there.
Oh, yeah, that's one of mine. So, to get us all warmed up, Laura, I have a game for us.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Picture this! We've committed a seriously huge crime, like mega crime.
What? But that's not what we do.
No, listen, we've done one. We've robbed a bank. We've stolen loads of money, maybe some priceless jewellery and an artwork and a small dog.
Oh God, we already have one of them.
And we're getting a helicopter.
Ian, where are we getting this helicopter from?
We've stole the helicopter.
Oh my Lord, we're
from
in
the helicopter shop. We've gone at the helicopter shop. Give us your biggest helicopter. We're in it, right?
Okay. So money, jewellery, priceless art, helicopter.
Yes. And now I have a question. Where do we escape to? And what's your secret alias going to be?
You actually want me to answer this?
Yeah. If you had committed a massive crime, where would you go and what would you...
Well, like, first of all, I wouldn't do the crime with you because I know Laura. I'd be the one who'd have to organise the whole thing. Like every single holiday we have been on. So you're not the person I'm doing it with. What are you bringing? Humour to the table. I don't want humour.
We tried to escape the country. I'm, Laura, I've forgotten my fake passport.
Oh my God.
I've only brought my actual one. Where would you go if you had to escape for doing a crime?
We were in Vegas recently. I think that's a good place.
Oh my God, yes. I'd go Vegas.
I'd go Vegas because you have to spend the money.
I'd dress up as Adele and walk around Vegas.
Remember, we went to see Adele and there was loads of people dressed as Adele.
And if the police see me, go, is that Adele? I'll go, hello,
honey. Can we sing songs? Is that copyrighted?
Absolutely not, no. But if you had to have a secret alias, what would it be?
Well, they always say, don't you, like, you pick your first animal, what's your first pet called?
Ziggy.
Oh, that's quite a cool one.
Oh my God, this is so good.
And your mother's maiden name?
Clark. Ziggy Clark. Clark.
That's really cool.
What would yours be? First pet?
Whiskers.
When did you have a cat? When?
A cat. Before I knew
at
you.
At your mum's house?
Yeah, I was a kid. We had another dog called Holly as well.
So Whiskers.
Got knocked down by an ambulance. It's actually devastating.
Wait, hang on. No way.
An ambulance killed my dog. Yeah. They're coming to pick up an old person in our estate and they knocked down my dog. It was like, do you know what? Let's not talk about it. It's quite triggering actually. I'm glad my childhood trauma causes you such delight.
Imagine your dog being killed by an ambulance.
So mean.
That's brutal.
Anyway, alias. Whiskers.
What's your first street name?
Oh, Meath Road.
Whiskers Meath. Whiskers Meath sounds like a 1950s cop. My name's Whiskers Meath.
Listen to our new show on BBC Sounds, Murder They Wrote with Laura Whitmore and Ian Sterling.
Or Whiskers Meath and Ziggy Clark.
Ah, yes. Although, wait, don't actually search that because you won't find the show.
Oh, good point.
Follow or subscribe to Murder They Wrote on BBC Sounds with Laura Whitmore and Ian Sterling to get all our new episodes automatically.
Do it. You'll love it. Guaranteed.